And I still believe that these problems can be solved.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death!
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country.
This is The Political Show.
Hey, 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 and welcome to The Political Show. I'm your girl, Cynthia, but you know you can call me Gix. And with me in studio, we've got...
Gavin Inslin.
Pastor Gavin Inslin and...
The Black Knight.
The Black Knight.
But The Black Knight was almost late. The show almost never went on time because this guy comes screaming in late, yeah.
Sorry.
All right.
Black Knight.
It's 6 a.m. too early for you, Black Knight.
I wish I can say traffic. But it's in the morning.
Yeah, what sort of traffic there at 5:30?
I can't use the traffic thing, guys. It's not working now.
I won't produce it, David. I'm sure he's on the road by 5 a.m., but that's like one car.
Yes, he drives this huge car, guys. Like, it's huge and wide. It takes the whole road.
Takes the whole highway.
I had to wait for David to come in.
About 13 blocks.
I'm finished. Yes. Did you guys introduce yourselves?
Okay, I'm not the late one anymore now.
No, I'm never late anymore. We've got coffee. You're just drinking a Coke. Why are you drinking Coca-Cola so early in the morning?
He's with Coke. That's the problem. Coca-Cola. Yeah, I just said Coke. For people in the States, I know it might mean something else. Coca-Cola.
The can says start your afternoon.
Yeah, but yeah, you're starting your afternoon very early.
In the morning.
Okay,
we're getting things wrong this morning, guys. It's the
best
show today.
Anyway, you're listening to The Political Show, and I'm Gix with Pastor Gavin and the Black Knight. I don't remember them introducing themselves.
No, we did.
They say that they did. So,
I mean, Clyde, did you guys introduce ourselves? Yeah, exactly.
Guys, we just nodded.
You're outnumbered, Jay.
It's hectic.
Four males to one female.
And there's no forging. We didn't forge anything.
This is GBV, guys.
Okay, she got us there.
I'm joking. So today, like I said, you listen to The Political Show, and we're here to give you the truth behind the headlines.
It's BBV.
BB, what's BBV?
Brain-based victory.
Guys, it's real. It's real in this studio. But like I was saying before I was interrupted, is that we are The Political Show, and we're here to give you the truth behind the headlines. And this week we are bringing things local. We've been speaking a lot of local situations. Well, last week wasn't really local. Last week was about Australia and the whole thing that was happening in Australia. But this week we are bringing things home to South Africa. If you're thinking of where home is, it's South Africa.
I don't know. Just to say, I don't know if you might say if I'm wrong, but I think we really obviously need to, because I think you did mention it, that whatever is happening in Oz, it's obviously going to happen here. So yes. I think it's obviously for us vitally important to actually first look outside, because... I think that's why we like looking at outside, because it tells us a lot on what's going to happen here.
Yeah.
Or what we have to look for, so that what to stop.
Yes. But our politics are also quite interesting, We've got a whole sitcom of politics here in South Africa. And this week, do you want to explain what exactly we're going to be speaking about?
Yeah, we're going to be talking about, if you look at in most Western democracies, the principle goes that all are equal before the law, mm-hmm. and that we operate under the rule of law. And so what we're talking about today, so all are equal before the law, but some are more equal than others.
Mm.
So, we'll get into that.
Yes. So we're going to be speaking, looking at...
Yeah, if you want to know what that's about, you're going to have to listen, because I'm not telling you now, because we want to keep you listening to the show.
Yes.
It's a trick they taught us, about how to keep people listening to your show.
Yes.
It's but you know what's amazing?
What?
People actually like these tricks. Like, think about it.
No, no, let's not discuss that now. Just let's move right along. We don't want to let him. Nah, we don't want to get out the bed.
Here's a song by Reactive called Conquering.
Radio has never been better, man.
Not overtaken by temptation. Holding on to my salvation. Holding on, distant to impregnations. Cannot be defeated.
I guess I'm undefeated.
Not in my DNA.
This victory I'll repeat it.
Jesus leading me in a victory procession.
No weapon formed will prosper.
You'll fight for me.
That blood that dripped from the thorns,
it gives me victory.
And now I'm just living in victory. Hey. Losing has become my history. Hey. And if my God is for me, hey, then nothing can come against me.
God, I can't do nothing. From his loving hand comes deliverance. From his love, every stronghold has been dismantled. Every chain and every curse is cancelled. Cannot be.
I guess I'm undefeated.
Not in my DNA.
His victory I repeat it.
Jesus leading me in a victory procession.
No weapon formed will prosper.
He will fight for me.
That blood that dripped from the thorns
gives me victory.
And now I'm just living in victory. Hey. Losing has become my history. Hey. And if my God is for me, hey, then nothing can come against me.
Conquering by Reactive. How awesome was that song?
Yeah, it was very awesome. We need some conquering.
Yes, we do.
We need to conquer equality.
Ish. And it's something that we've been stressing on the show.
And that is Gig's favorite band. I see she's not saying it.
I'm
out here waiting for it.
Active Worship is one of my favorite bands. Reactive is one of also my favorite bands.
I got it wrong. Where I was actually waiting for it. Like, is she gonna say it?
Yeah. So
let's not get political yet.
Now I have to choose, and there's Active Worship listening, Reactive listening. Also, now I need to be like.
Okay, I'm sorry, Kings, for putting in the spotlight.
But anyway, if you've been keeping up with the news in South Africa, you would know that the Zondo Commission says that Jacob Zuma must be jailed for 2 years. They basically applied for 2 years of jail time for Jacob Zuma if he doesn't
Just for the appear. For people that might be overseas, Jacob Zuma is our previous president.
Yes.
Cyril Ramaphosa is our current president.
Yeah.
So Jacob Zuma left power, what was it, in about 2018? That's when Cyril Ramaphosa, because the election was 2019. Now there's a state capture inquiry that Jacob Zuma actually set up. And just for those who are not in South Africa, you might not be aware, but Jacob Zuma, he's giving testimony the one day, and then he's complaining to say that Zondo, you know, used to be involved with one of his girlfriends, whatever, his cousin, sisters, you know, it was a whole long story. And that Zondo must recuse himself. Zondo refused, and then Jacob Zuma, they broke for tea, and he left. And anyway, they subpoenaed him. He didn't appear, so they went to a constitutional court, and the constitutional court said he must appear, and then he still didn't appear. And now we're sitting with a political mess in South Africa because he's refusing to testify before the state capture. Now, the state capture commission is a commission that's into... They spoke about the fact that the state was captured for money by a lot of people in the time of Jacob Zuma's presidency. Yeah. So now they've got a commission of inquiry into all of this state money that was stolen. And we're talking about 18 trillion rand over 9 years.
Mm.
18 trillion rand. 18 trillion. It's like half the economy was stolen type of thing out of the government coffers over 9 years. So this is what the commission of inquiry is about. So I just thought we must mention that. Because obviously the guys here in South Africa know all about this.
Yeah,
I didn't you? Black Knight doesn't know about it.
Guys, no. His face is so shook.
Like, I'm like,
can
what?
I just tell you, if you saw the video of his face right now.
Sure.
Okay, but so anyway, let's just move on. I'm shocked. So for the people outside South Africa and the Black Knight.
Thank you very much.
Just giving this you some background. Exclusive news just for the Black Knight.
Sure. So now the State Capture Commission has asked that former President Jacob Zuma be committed to 2 years in prison for contempt of court.
Yeah, for refusing to even obey the Constitutional Court, which is the same as the Supreme Court in countries like the United States. Mm-hmm. It's our top court.
Yeah.
We've got a Supreme Court, but there's a higher court, which is a Constitutional Court.
Yeah. So now, in an urgent application to the Constitutional Court, the Commission Secretary, Professor Itumeleng Mosala, said Zuma had committed a number of contemptuous acts, failing to turn up when he was summoned to, failed to file affidavits as per the Constitutional Court's order, and scurrilous statements made against the Constitutional Court and the whole of that judiciary.
Yeah, he slated them in public.
Yes.
Individually and as a body. So the commission and the individual judges were slated by Jacob Zuma.
Yep. So they say that this is no ordinary case of contempt, which I agree. I mean, as a normal citizen, if I don't show up after 2 days, not even 2 days, on the day of Sunday.
No, the magistrate also issues a warrant of arrest right there.
Mm.
So the thing is, the commission of inquiry, you know, if you fail to appear before a commission of inquiry, it's the same as not appearing in court.
Yeah.
That they should be issuing a summons. Like, he got a summons, but he got a summons to appear again.
Mm.
We don't get a summons to appear again. We get a warrant of arrest issued by the court.
Yeah. Yeah. And they, Masala basically say that the sentence is also needed to reflect the expectation of society that a person in a leadership position with immense influence, such as Zuma, should comply with the law rather than displaying contempt of the law.
Yes.
Which I agree as well.
Yes.
But now, not everyone, shockingly, agrees to.
I know you've got another article. I want you to read that article.
Yes.
You know, And then I want to make a comment on that because there's actually a big problem behind this whole thing.
Yeah, yeah. Because, I mean, I agree with the whole fact. And if they're putting the whole thing that he's got so much influence in society and we're supposed to
well,
be.
Well, what I'd like to say, though, is that whether he's got influence or not is irrelevant, eh? If any of us do what he did, we'd be locked up long time ago.
Yeah. So now, just remember that I am a French speaker. Well, English speaker. I'm supposed to be a French speaker, but I'm an English speaker. So some words I cannot pronounce properly. But what's this?
I'm not gonna judge. Ask Calvin.
Is it Mkhonto Wesizwe?
Yes.
Yes, Military Veterans Association spokesperson.
Mkhonto Wesizwe was the ANC's military arm in the whole liberation struggle prior to 1994. It's the spear of the nation.
And that's a white guy, people, just for y'all out there saying that he knows his stuff.
So the spokesperson, Carl Niehaus, has slammed Deputy Chief Justice.
He's also a white guy.
Yes.
Carl Niehaus is also a white guy.
I think we're killing racism right here. This show is going somewhere. It's going somewhere.
So he has slammed Deputy Chief Justice Raymond Zondo for asking that former President Jacob Zuma be jailed for contempt of court. And he basically said, and I'm quoting what he says based on this article. He says, Niehaus expressed an opposite view referring to the notion as a dictatorship of judiciary. He also said that jailing Zuma would push our country over the brink. And then he said, have Judge Zondo and the whole State Capture Commission lost their minds? And then
so obviously he's talking about arresting ex-President Zuma would cause a civil war. That's what he's saying there, yeah.
Yes, and then he also says that, this is quoting him, are they hell-bent to deepen the crisis that they have created and push our country over the brink? This is now a dictatorship of judiciary. The Mkhonto Wesizwe Military Veterans Association, MKMVA.
Yeah, the MK Vets.
The MK Vets.
Yeah, MK is short for Mkhonto Wesizwe.
Yes. I will oppose this to the hilt.
Yeah, they've threatened to oppose it with violence if they deem necessary.
He said that they're going to bring violence.
Not just him. No, the Mkhonto Wesizwe Veterans Association has threatened violence if Jacob Zuma gets arrested. In fact, they're actually stationed at his house there by Nkandla in the KwaZulu-Natal province. They're guarding it. So the Minister of Police actually went there, when was it, last week? I can't remember now if it was this week or last week, to go and have tea with ex-President Jacob Zuma. And at first he couldn't get through because the MK veterans were saying, hey, you're not coming through, yeah? And eventually there was some negotiation and they let him through because he said, I'm not coming to arrest him.
I feel like this is real.
No, it's real. But can I explain to you what the problem is?
Yeah.
So Jacob Zuma, he, you know, obviously there were a lot of calls about the whole state capture thing. It's been a huge scandal for a number of years.
Mm-hmm.
And it started coming out with the Gupta family from India and other people like that. Now, the problem is that only part of the state capture has been exposed.
Mm-hmm.
So Jacob Zuma, some of his state capture has been exposed. All right. He's got huge state capture issues in terms of power stations, South African coal, you know, all sorts of things like that. Coal going to power stations, you know, all sorts of things like that.
Mm.
So what the problem here is, and Carl Niehaus is saying that this is going to cause South Africa to go into a civil war. But Black Knight, do you see many South Africans going to war if Jacob Zuma gets arrested? No.
Honestly speaking, no.
Okay. That's actually what the problem is. So Jacob Zuma's got a lot to answer for. That's a fact.
Mm.
Okay. In fact, Carl Niehaus himself has got things to answer for in terms of corruption. Here's the other problem, though. Ace Magashule, he's just appeared in court, and I think his court case is going to start now in August 2021.
Yeah.
Okay, COVID-19 permitting or whatever. Okay. So anyway, the problem is that Jacob Zuma, Ace Magashule, and David Mabuza, who's the deputy president now, so Ace Magashule and David Mabuza, they're guilty of huge corruption. David Mabuza was the premier of the Mpumalanga province. Ace Magashule was at one stage the premier of the Free State province. Huge corruption. Jacob Zuma, huge corruption. Okay, huge, massive. But they also know about Cyril Ramaphosa's corruption. And they know about Bekele's corruption. And they know about all of, you know, Bekele is the Minister of Police. They know about all of this other corruption. So there's a big problem in the ANC now. Because that, even Cyril Ramaphosa himself, he's keeping very quiet about this thing. I mean, he's not providing any leadership because he's in a cash 22 year.
Yeah.
If Jacob Zuma hits an iceberg and goes down like the Titanic, he's taking Cyril Ramaphosa with him.
Yeah.
Cyril Ramaphosa will be like a passenger on that ship. That's the problem. All of these acts have got things to hide. Even now, you know, with this, all these PPE scandals, they've all happened under Ramaphosa, all right? And in fact, the one lady was in the presidency, you know, and all of that stuff. Her and her husband ended up being implicated in a huge PPE scandal. And now her husband died. That came out this week now that her husband died. The guy, now she's carrying that. What I'm saying is there is so much endemic corruption that... Well, what do you do if you're the president and you know this guy's guilty of sin, but you know he knows your stuff and you know you're just as guilty, maybe more guilty. Your stuff's not in public, although some of it, you know, with the whole CR17 Busasa, if you just look up CR17 Busasa scandal that happened with the election of Cyril Ramaphosa to the presidency of the ANC in 2017.
Yeah.
There's a lot of unanswered questions there. Julius Malema, he was shouting, pay back the money to Jacob Zuma when Jacob Zuma was still the president in parliament. Jacob Zuma is supposed to be making a speech, pay back the money, they're shouting, pay back the money. Julius Malema has got so many secrets himself, and Zuma knows all of his secrets.
Yeah.
So he went in that tea with Jacob Zuma too. So now he's joining Jacob Zuma, okay? But he's shouting, pay back the money, beat against corruption, you know, all of that sort of stuff. So the civil war will happen within the ANC, which obviously in and of itself is not good for South Africa.
Yeah.
Okay, I mean, this is the ruling party, 57% of the vote. They got 57% of the representation in parliaments, and they are the governing party in 8 of the 9 provinces in South Africa. The only one where they're not in power is in the Western Cape, where the Democratic Alliance is in power. So the fact of the matter is that I don't know what the solution is in human terms, because and obviously what the last thing I'll say, obviously. Justice Zondo is not really maybe implicated in too much stuff, because otherwise he wouldn't be going after him like this.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Black Knight?
This is very, very interesting.
Well, this tells you so much about so much politics around the world, because it's not just in South
Africa.
We're not the only guys that have got such corruption at the highest levels. I think other countries might have worse. like in America with Joe Biden. He's far worse. The stuff that he's done.
Oh.
I mean, he got paid $7 billion. $7 billion. Times that by 15 to get the rent. Because it's 15 rent to the dollar.
Yeah.
Sure. It is.
Sure. No, it is hectic.
About 80 something.
Billion, yeah.
It's hectic.
That's one payment, eh? To his son, Hunter.
Sure.
Who got that
no
deal.
No experience, nothing.
Who got that deal after being flown on Air Force 2 when Joe Biden was the vice president to China.
Yeah.
They go do their visit, and a week later, get $7 billion to invest on behalf of the Chinese government.
To invest, sure.
No, $7 billion, sorry.
I'm glad that this is happening, because what's interesting about this. Yes.
You get that 18 billion rand was stolen in 9 years.
No.
I mean 18 trillion rand, sorry.
No, not that. Billion. Not that. I'm saying what's happening now with the ANC. Because, yes, obviously, because they govern us and they taking our money. That's how it's our problem. But when it comes to this, it's their problem now. Because, I don't know.
What's he going to do now, bro?
The truth is coming out. And I literally have a picture in my head where the ANC is in the middle. And then the whole of South Africa is just folding their arms. Like, we want to see what's going to happen. We're not going to fight for anyone. You all must solve this one. Because I don't think, like you're saying, I know for sure. I saw it on the news. They tried having people shame. They tried gathering a crowd. But you could tell that, this is a setup. They're trying to say, yeah, you see people, they come, they're going to fight. I'm like, come on, this is not the whole of South Africa. And probably you'll pay those people to be there.
Yeah.
Cause I don't know if you'll know with the news, you saw CNN, years back, it was, they took out, they showed that CNN is fake. But also us, we are fake sometimes, most of the time. But that's the, I think that's the dilemma here, is that the people are not going to fight. That's one thing I know for sure. They're not going to fight for Zuma. That I know for sure.
But you know why they're not going to fight? Because everyone's watching, and I think most people know, if we did, just in terms of contempt of court, I mean, if you get speeding fine and you get a summons to appear in court and you don't appear, immediately they issue a warrant for your arrest.
Yeah.
There's no, please, you know, Minister of Police. I mean, the fact that the Minister of Police came to visit Jacob Zuma is actually quite an insult to the rest of South Africa.
Oh, yeah.
Because if we have a court date, and I mean, Black Knight, I think you've got legal expertise in this area. If you have a court date and you don't pitch, they issue a warrant for your arrest.
Mm.
And the police come knocking at your house. They come looking for you. So the fact of the matter is, our constitution, the American constitution, the UK constitution, all these constitutions say that we're all equal before the law. But if your name's Jacob Zuma and if your name's Joe Biden, you're not equal before the law.
Yeah.
And to be honest, I'm not even 100% sure if Donald Trump's equal before the law. Mm. I mean, we don't know. There's things that he should have sorted out, which he never sorted out. Why didn't he sort them out?
Mm.
And I haven't heard enough discussion on that. Who's got what on him? Is he on the opposite side to Joe Biden? We don't know.
Mm.
I have my doubts. He could be, but I have my doubts looking at what happened.
Yeah.
You know? There's certain decisions that he made you know, why didn't he sort it out? So, we're all equal before the law, but some people are more equal than others.
Yes. And that is exactly it. I mean, this is a serious...
You know, I'm thinking about it.
What?
It should just be a law show.
A law show? Can you imagine?
No. This is not a legal matter. If this was just purely a legal matter, Black Knight, let me be honest with you, okay? Jacob Zuma would have had a warrant for his arrest and he would have been arrested. Because that's what the law actually dictates.
Yeah.
He got a, never mind any just magistrate's court. He got an order from the Constitutional Court of the Republic of South Africa to appear before the Zondo Commission, and he failed to pitch. All right? I mean, if you just fail to appear for a speeding fine in front of a magistrate's court, you will be arrested.
Yeah.
I mean, the sheriff of the court will come and issue a warrant, you know, this, that you must appear. And then if you don't appear, they arrest you. You get stopped there at a roadblock. They punch in your ID number and they, hey, come with us, please, sir. Off you go to jail. You know, right there. So this is not a legal matter. The reason they haven't arrested him is there's a political reason.
Mm.
Okay, but one of the things that we were talking about before the show, Cynthia.
Mm.
Imagine now if you are a judge.
Yeah. It's a serious question, guys.
And one of your friends gets brought before you in that court that you're sitting in. And... you know that they're guilty. Maybe it's contempt of court or whatever the thing may be.
Yeah.
And you know that the law says they're supposed to spend 6 months or 2 years or whatever in jail. What are you going to do?
The holy answer is I would send them to jail.
The holy answer.
But honestly, if I had to be put in that situation, I would have to fight with my soul, you know, to be like, I would probably try and figure out other ways, you know, when you look for loopholes in the law and whatever to try and get this person out. Honestly speaking, if it's a person that is that close to me and things like that has to spend 2 years, it's not even them having something on me, just me knowing them. Yeah, it would be a struggle.
So in other words, if it's one of those people, you're going to try and find a loophole, but yes. If it's Black Knight, no, let the law apply. Bam!
Yes.
Off you go.
I don't know you. My kids are not going to ask about you.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so, yeah. It's, I think everyone, if you had to be put in the situation, we can't really judge and be like, it's not fair for them to say certain things or do certain. Obviously, it isn't if you look at the law and what the law states and things like that. But in terms of integrity and... if we were put in that position, what would you do? It's a question.
But now it boils down to character.
Mm.
Because I think when you jump into a position, you know what you're jumping into. So you're going to have to, you know what I mean? You're going to have to do it. At the end of the day, you're a pastor. You can't say, now, because I'm a human, I can't, you know what I mean? Then why did you choose to become a pastor? Leave being a pastor and be human. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But obviously, if we're talking now, human, obviously, like, we'll all be under that pressure. But you are also challenged. That's why I'm saying your character comes in there. Because now, that's where character counts. And
we start with that one person.
This is where we say holy. This is where we love the Bible. This is why we love the Bible. Because no man can change that, you know.
Yeah.
Those are God's words. The law, constitution, it can always be changed to suit people's... whatever that they're going through. If you look at America, how many times have they changed their stuff for their presidents? You know, because they like this one. If they don't, if they hate this one, they're gonna bring back old things to try and put him in jail. Now, in the modern day, with old stuff. So I think that's what happens. And yeah,
I like the way it says you have to. No, you have to. For you to do the right thing, you have to choose to do the right thing.
Yeah.
That's the have to. Yeah, that is the have to.
Yeah, but
let us know your thoughts. What would you do if you were in those shoes?
What's up, guys? It's EO in the house. Active FM. Reggie has never been better.
We help distributors grow their sales by over 15% in the first 90 days with our automated mobile software solution. RapidTrade is used by over 16,000 users worldwide, and we process over 120,000 transactions per day on both iOS and Android. From app ordering and management to e-commerce and even van sales. Or electronic proof of delivery, we've got your business covered. Call us for a demo on 011-493-9755 or email us at sales@rapidtrade.com. Go on. Make your customer a happy one today by getting onto RapidTrade.
Okay, in Matthew 5 verse 13, it says, "You are the salt of the earth, but what good is salt if it has lost its flavor? Can you make it salty again? It will be thrown out and trampled underfoot as worthless. You are the light of the world, like a city on a hilltop that cannot be hidden."
Yeah, so Jesus there is talking to the church. Because if you look at the world is not the salt of the earth and the light of the world. And I want you to think about what salt does. You know, when in the old days, before there was refrigeration, you would apply salt to meat and to perishable things, and it would actually cause it to slow down the rate of decay.
Yeah.
So, for example, yeah, in South Africa, you know, what people did is they dried meat. And they would add salt and other spices to the meat, make it very salty and dry it. And the salt, you know, in combination with the meat drying very quickly in the sun, would actually stop it from decaying. We call that biltong. Mm-hmm. All right, so dried best meat. It's the best thing ever. If you in South Africa, we love eating raw meat called biltong. Mm-hmm. But the reason why they made biltong was so that the meat would last a long time and you wouldn't get sick. You know, it wouldn't go – because if the meat's not dried and you don't have the salt – it rots quickly. And so that's the role of the church. The church comes, the church has the Holy Spirit, the church has the blood of Jesus, and it actually slows down the rate of decay in the world. The church is the light of the world because the church has the word of God, has the blood of Jesus, and all of these sorts of things. And so Jesus says that the church must shine. Now, just looking at the situation, some people are equal, but others are more equal than others. Or everyone's equal before the law, but some are more equal than others. So we're sitting with a situation in South Africa where the chances are, if true justice were to be done, almost every person, and it's not just in the ruling party, almost every person in most of the parties in our parliament, probably out of the 400 members of parliament we've got, about 330 of them would go to jail. Okay? Now, that's not just the problem now. You've got the people in power who now have to offer themselves up and all of that. And I mean, the bosses of the police, now the police have to come arrest their bosses, you know, and all of these. I mean, that's just one aspect, yeah. But imagine if all that, if that gets done and all those people go to jail, all of a sudden, and then you start getting, you know, director generals in departments in the civil service, they're getting arrested too. All of a sudden, just say now 70% of the leadership of the various organs of state just get arrested just like that.
Sure.
what happens to the leadership of the country?
Yeah, that's true.
Fall apart.
Yeah.
They actually, in a human sense, there is no solution to this. And the only way, you know what the only way is to overcome corrupt officials? It's through violence. You've got to overpower them. Mm-hmm. Let's be honest. You're not going to get these guys just to agree to go to jail. It's got to be forced.
Mm.
I mean, if Jacob Zuma got arrested, he'd be appearing before the Zondo Commission. They're too scared to arrest him.
Yeah.
Okay. Why? Because then he starts saying, "Ah, Ramaphosa, this is what, you know, whatever." He's going to start singing like a canary or whatever, and then they all go down. So, the fact of the matter is now when things happen with violence, now you've got the other thing. But often when things happen with violence, then evil people are often the strong people. So now they overpower good with violence.
Yeah.
The only solution is the church.
Yeah.
The only solution is people who've been saved, people who've had an encounter with Jesus, people who are full of the Holy Spirit, and therefore they become the salt of the earth. They slow down the rate of decay in the world, and the world ends up in a better place. Mm-hmm. And so the church has to rise. The church has to go out there, reach the lost, and make disciples, and then send those disciples out. And in that way, when you change enough lives, you change the world. You change a society, you change the world.
Yes. Sure, that is it.
One more thing.
Yeah.
How did Rome change from being the persecutor of Christians to being a Christian nation? Caesar, Constantine, became a Christian, became a believer.
Mm.
That's how they won.
Yeah.
That's how Rome was won.
Sure. And that is the solution, guys, to everything. That is the solution. Remember, you can catch us on our different platforms, but let us know what your thoughts are on this whole situation. And if you were put in this position, would you be a Carl Niehaus or would you be Zondo and say you must go to jail? So must Zuma go to jail or...
And be careful what you answer.
Yes. But obviously look into it. Think about if someone had stuff on you, you know, that could implicate you also going to jail. Would you let the person fall in the swimming pool alone or would you allow yourself to fall into the swimming pool with the person? I'm your girl Cynthia, but you know you can call me Gex. And with me we've got...
Gavin Inslin.
Pastor Gavin Inslin and...
The Black Knight.
The Black Knight. You see, now I heard y'all. And the Black Knight right here on the political show where Christ politics is...
Hot politics.
Hot politics. And on Active FM where radio has never been... better. Here's a song by Grace and Corey Scarlett called King of My Heart.
Enjoying the Active FM shows? Well, then catch us on Instagram at ActiveFM777.
FM, Facebook at ActiveFM/777, as well as YouTube at ActiveFM and our website at www.activefm.co.za.
Don't stop, don't hesitate, find, follow and enjoy us on all our different platforms. You don't want to miss out.
Music.